Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire in the bowl.
Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost fire.
Take a ride on the praise side and get it going on, giving God his just due praise, his just due honor and glory, because that's what it's all about right here on this fire, the gospel experience. Praise the Lord and welcome to each and every one of you beautiful souls to this gospel experience, because that's what it is. It's not just for entertainment. It's not just here for show or for fame, or definitely not for fortune, amen. But I am blessed richly in the things of God, and yes, he does pour out some material blessings for a brother to enjoy so that I can honestly share with you all the goodness of God. He's taking care of my mind, my body, and my soul. This is the fire gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And what can I say about his precious Son, our Lord Jesus Christ? There are not enough words in the human language to describe our gratitude for this beautiful Prince of Peace, wonderful Counselor, Messiah, and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here, y'all. Listen up now on this fire, gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, unapologetically declare to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings again and again to each and every one of you. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting, spiritual, soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is not a respected person, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. For our spiritual consideration, we will be embracing from the Word of God, from John the 7th chapter, verses 7 through 11, where we read, "The Feast of Tabernacles are approaching, and our Lord Jesus knew of the conspiracy to kill him by the Jewish religious leaders. He knew that many were whispering their thoughts about him being a good man, and some even said he's a deceiver." Can you believe that? Yet, no one spoke out publicly out of fear of reprehension and judgment from the religious Jewish leaders. So, after our Lord Jesus sent his disciples ahead to the festival, he waited for his time to rise up, to do what he knew he was called to do by Father God. We should do likewise, to rise up and never let fear rule over us. So we're going to be discussing for your spiritual consideration and your spiritual nutrition and uplift, rise up, from John 7 and 7:11 later on in the broadcast. But right now, I am just happy and excited to have this amazing traditional gospel artist, woman, singing praises unto God. My special guest, woman of God, Sandra Busby, is here. She don't know I've been pursuing her for some time now. I have been blessed to play her music on previous Fire Gospel Experience presentations. And now that I have her, I'm just super, super excited to hear her words of wisdom, testimony, and every good thing that she has to testify about how God is doing great and mighty things in her life. So, Father God, we just surrender more to you all over again. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the life that you lived and also for the life that you gave to us so that we can inherit eternal life. Nothing that we deserve. We could never earn it. But Holy Spirit, God, we thank you for moving in us and having your way. So we cordially and politely invite you into this spiritual space to rest, rule, and abide as you see fit. And we thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Holy God, our Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, God. Three persons in one. My special guest, woman of God, Sandra Busby, is just taking us behind the veil, wasting no time on this fire gospel experience. And ain't nothing wrong with starting off with some show enough praise. Amen. My special guest, woman of God, Sandra Busby. She is singer, songwriter, author, mother of three, and wife of 21 years. Y'all know we're going to talk about those achievements for real. Miss Busby, Mrs. Sandra Busby from the little town of Silver, South Carolina, brings you soulful gospel music from the heart. Her stardom to music began at the tender age of 5. Then after God's chastisement, and we're probably going to talk a little bit about that too, in 2017, she began to pursue her ministry of music. She says that life has been her greatest motivation. Her motto is, find your purpose, pursue it, and the rest will follow. I'm going to follow that advice, and I'm going to share it every chance I get. This current album of Woman of God, Sandra Busby, is her testimony of God's grace, healing, and delivering power, and the pure satisfaction of her love for God. This album should remind, and I believe it will, listeners, that we must be in his presence. Honor him for what he's already done, like the elders used to say, if he don't do nothing else, and to worship him, because he is God alone. She believes that we're living in a world of no conviction and are forgetting that he, talking about God, lives. Every song was given to her spontaneously by God. Every word, rhythm, musical arrangement, and rearrangement was given to her. Surprisingly, once a song was completed, Sandra Busby said that God gave her a scripture to confirm it, and she's determined to honor God with God's plans to minister the gift of music. And then some have even said that she's gifted and anointed. But she'll gladly, happily, and humbly tell you that she is perfect. Amen. So without any further ado, my special guest, woman of God, gospel artist extraordinaire, author, mother, and many, many other things that she's going to tell us about is here, Sandra Busby on Fire. The gospel experience. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Woman of God, you just doing your thing for Jesus. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, woman of God. How are you?
Good. How are you? How are you? And thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to say, like we always say, and this is from my heart, from my spirit, and from my soul, I am blessed, highly favored, loving every minute of it, and wouldn't have it any other way. Now, how you like them apples?
A whole barrel.
Amen. No, you from the South Sea. You answered that just right. If you from the city, you probably wouldn't even know how to answer that question. Woman of God.
Yeah, I know exactly.
out of a little town of Silver, South Carolina, I'm of the mind. Now, I've listened to all kind of genre music, so I'm telling you right now, I just cracked 60, right? So I've been on this earth long enough to hear all of my generation's evolution of music. When I was little, I heard a whole lot of Motown. Now, I wasn't in the South, even though I was born in the South. They took me to Detroit at the age of 6. So I didn't get a whole lot of blues, but I did get a whole lot of Motown. Of course, I was in Detroit. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, The Temptations, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Jackson 5. But then we had old school gospel music that I really didn't start getting into until my teenage years when I was baptized and accepted Jesus Christ at 15. Now, everybody knows that Detroit has the Winers, the Clark Sisters, Commission, and many, many more, right? There was this one particular gospel artist named Rakim, who I believe is the greatest rapper of all time, the GOAT. And he says, it ain't where you from, it's where you at. So it doesn't matter where, because our Lord Savior was from the little bitty suburb, if you will, of Bethlehem. So it don't matter where you come from. It's really all about when we make a decision to accept God into our lives, and then God can take us from little bitty places that are not even known to most cities and towns and put us in a place where we can do great, mighty things for God. Now, what I would like for you to do, woman of God, from the little town of Silver, South Carolina, tell us, tell all of the listeners about all the beautiful, great, mighty things that God has done for you in your life when you decided to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Oh, man, I don't even know where to begin. Well, to be honest with you, I originally accepted Christ somewhere between 2003, 2004, and like I said, I accepted him. But the problem was I was still toiling within myself and trying to do things my way. You know, we get saved and,
okay,
and we say we repented and we got things going, but we don't realize that it's more than just I don't drink, smoke, or sleep around. It's your actual life living. So I was never a promiscuous person, so drinking and smoking wasn't my thing, but my temper actually was a thing. And then I just told my mom, I said, oh, you didn't know, brother, you make me mad the right way. I had a mouth like a sailor. So, but you know, sin is a sin. So I had an issue with dealing with people. Dealing with people was my thing. But I thought, hey, I got this under control. You know, God understands how I am. He knows who I am. You know, et cetera, et cetera. So, but I didn't, you know, and we use it as an excuse, you know. He made us human. He knows how you are. He knows how, you know, God got your heart, blah, blah, blah. And we take God for granted that he's a light switch. Turn him on, turn him off. And so, and that's what I was doing. Up and, you know, I'm holy up until you make me mad the right way. So,
That's real talk. That's
like
real
that.
Talk.
And so time went by, and when I realized that my life was just in a shambles, things just weren't going as planned, and I understand that life isn't always going to go exactly as planned, but when I say nothing was adding up right, you know, school, and my daughter had my daughter, and everything was just going haywire, then I could understand, you know, God, I'm a good person, you know, I am saved, but what's the problem? Now, the mothers of our church, of my mom's church, would always tell me, you got a greater calling in your life. There's something more you're supposed to be doing. Yeah, you sing here in the choir, but God is going to save people. He wants to deliver people through your singing, and you're holding back. By holding back, you know, I get up there, and I have nothing against Tamla, man. I love Tamla. I love Yolanda Adams. But the problem was when I sang their songs, I'm trying to sound like them. And anytime you're trying to mimic somebody's ministry, you can't get, God can't get his glory from you because all you're doing is sounding pretty and people patting on your back. And I realized, he said, God, what more do you want me to do? I am doing this. He said, but when every time you get up and you sing songs and the church clap and they falling over and they come and pat on your back and say, girl, you did a good job and you should get a record and you should this, you just stole my glory.
Wow.
Because if they're not being delivered, if they're not in worship when you're done, and you just got there and sounded pretty using what I gave you, you just stole my glory. And immediately, and I'm telling you, I repented. And I said, oh, God, you know, I repented. And so let me tell you now, when I say, I tell people, you know, I had to do things according to plan and time when we were in that studio. You know, because time is money. And even then, I would get a little out of line. They were like, Tom, you got to calm down now. You got to calm down. But when I'm doing a ministry before people, listen, I need you to understand it is not a game. I need you to understand that I want soul from God, and I'm in payback mode right now. So when I get up there and I'm ministering, I'm going to give you everything I got because my ministry is indeed a ministry. I'm testifying through my songs. And so God has opened so many doors. When I tell you, I don't even have to knock. If he says, Sandra, talk to this person, and I'm like, they're not going to pay me any attention, talk to them. Before I know it, I have doors on top of doors opening. You know, I've opened for Leandra Johnson and Karen Clark Sheard. And my music got played on the radio station here so fast until it was mind-spending. Mighty Clouds of Joy, Canton Spirituals, I've opened for them. I've performed on stages with great people like Ty Tribune and Kelante Gavin. This is just background Mother's Day. And I have something else great coming up in September. So God is just an awesome God, and he's showing me if you just take a step, the work is already done. I just need you to be that vessel that you said you would be, and then I'll pour through you. And so I said, God, if I open my mouth, let them hear you, not me. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't worry about that melody. I don't need this and that. I just need them to hear you. And so when I'm done, If somebody doesn't, if one person walks up to me and said, "Oh, I got chills," or "Oh God, I felt the anointing," or blah blah blah, or I see somebody's hand go up. If I see a hand go up and they're in work, I know I've done my job. I know I've done my job. It's not like trying to compete against people, and I need people to say, I need to holler and scream and pump some pumps until they get up. Prime a pump, that's how you say,
right.
Prime the pump until they get up. I'm just going to give you so much of me, so I need you to see the God in me. That's it. I just want you to work for him when I'm done. And so, you know, I'm just trying to keep it short, so I can tell you so much more, but the way God has just been profoundly moving in my life is just not even explainable, the way things are happening. So that's just about it right there.
Well, you're talking about that's about it. That's a whole lot that you shared, and it's an amazing testimony. I love how you talked about God opening doors. Now, if there's anything that Holy Spirit God is touching and speaking to your heart and your mind right now about open doors, can you share with listeners about how open doors can help them find their calling? Because I heard you speak about in your biography about God having to chastise you. And see, sometimes we don't understand that God is always in control. There's never a time where God is not omnipotent over any and every situation of our life, because I went through a period in my life which was a very dark time for me at the tender age of 15. No coincidence, woman of God, Buzz B, that was the same year that I was baptized. I thought that the people that were my family did not love me because of some of their behavior, some of their actions. I felt like I was being rejected. And so when God didn't come in and bring a healing or understanding to my young mind, I was beginning to think that maybe God had abandoned me. And it took some years before I got the wisdom and the healing to overcome those, you know, dark seasons in my life. Can you talk about, for the benefit of myself and others, because I'm always a student of God, of learning, of spirituality, what about open doors when it seems like no one cares, when it seems like God does not hear? What are the open doors that you found, even in being chastised, that you ultimately realize that God still loves you?
My chastisement came. I'm the type of person that likes to move, and get it done. That's just me. If I'm going to start it, I'm going to finish it. But my problem was he had to snatch me up real good. You know, I don't need to pray to God about this thing. I can fix this myself. You know, I don't need to ask about that. Yeah. I got this something. So pray about it and wait on God. Wait a minute now. You know, I can fix this myself. But God ran me into a brick wall. And I ran into some problems with my family and in my marriage and on a job and in school.
Yeah,
and everything that could have been wrong was wrong. And I said, he put me to a point where, let me see you fix this one yourself. And I had he had to break me and humble me to show me this time you really need me. I'm just humble and glad that God didn't put me on my bed of affliction, or someone close to me going through something and it's out of my control. So it was because he knew how I am mentally. He took complete control from me. He took that I got attitude away from me, that I can do this myself, and showed me you can't do nothing without me. Look at you. You're spinning in control. You're spinning out of control. And to the average person, with the things I was going through, family issues, a lot of my family showed me that we only family because of blood lineage, but I don't have no place to put you. I backstab you in the heartbeat, being thrown on the bus by family. That's a very hurtful thing. Mm. I was having problems in my marriage, having problems on the job, and everything that I had no control over. No control. Mm-hmm. All I had was my God to depend on. So it's not like he forced me, because I still had a choice, you know? But I had no choice, if I had any sense, than to trust God. And I said, I'm just going to step back. I see what you're doing. I understand. Here you go. You take the lead. And from now on, I don't care if I'm trying to figure out which color pencil to use. I'm going to ask you which one to use. And then I'm going to be patient enough to wait on you to answer me before I even use it. And so
you know you need to be quick.
Because of that, even when it came to this ministry, I told my husband, I kept saying, okay, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to do it like, okay, finally, God, I'm going to do it. I'm going to sing for you, but I'm not going to do it like that. You know, I just sing better than church. But he's like, no, you're still being disobedient because I'm telling you, there's a ministry here for you to go out, not for you to get there. There me go again. I got to answer again. Like, no. I said, you know what? Let me stop. So I told God, if it's your will for me to go out and actually be in the studio and produce and do this thing bigger, I need you to show me a sign. Look, I need the shadow to move for me as well. I need you to let me know it's me. Give me my own sound, my own stage presence, and let me know. And you know when
you
gave it to me? At my aunt's funeral. See, if we got too much noise going on, sometimes we can't hear God or even decipher which one. But he caught me at a moment where I was at a low point. You know, there I am mourning my aunt. We lost her very quickly. And I had to sing at her funeral. And right then and there, I never sang Blessed Assurance before. Didn't even like the song growing up. But I got up with the purpose of singing, he touched me. Listen now, the song, the pastor said some of the words to he touched me in his sermon. Not knowing that I was contemplating, do I play around with Blessed Assurance a little bit, or do I just go ahead and do He Touched Me, because I knew I could sing that one. So the enemy had it set up for me to go ahead and do He Touched Me. See, the pastor just said it in the sermon. You're supposed to sing that. Although God was pressing my spirit to learn Blessed Assurance, for me to sing that as my first. When I got up there, I started talking to my family, and I heard the spirit again say, Blessed Assurance. I said, no, I'm going to go ahead and do He Touched Me. But then I said
there
a word of prayer while I was talking. There I go again. But I said a word of prayer before I started, and I said, God, have your way. And people think I'm lying when I say this as a cliche. But when I said to him, God, have your way, and I opened my mouth to say, he touched me, Blessed Assurance came out. I told myself, wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. I said, maybe if I stop the song and start singing something else, they'll think I meant it to be a melody, immediately. They'll think I'm doing that. They want the difference. But when I say I couldn't get up out of that song, God had his way with that song. I did it my own way. He had his way up in that place, and we were no longer at a mournful funeral. We were in worship. And I said, God, I hear you. God, I hear you. Thank you, because you just showed me once again, only this time you did the night's way. You just took complete control.
There you go.
And so from that point, that's what I do. That's what I do.
Amen.
And when I'm from the studio to now, God just makes a way. He just opens the door and says, here, Sandra, go here, go there, go here.
Amen. So, woman of God, what I heard you say in all of that beautiful and phenomenal testimony, I mean amazing, right? I heard you speak about submission being the key to open doors. See, when we trying to figure it out, God already got it worked out. Isn't that the truth, woman of God?
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Listen, you're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience with my dear sister who has an amazing testimony. We still have some things to talk about, woman of God. Don't you try to slide away too quick. Now, you say you're from a little town, Silver, South Carolina. I'm a little country boy that was raised up in the big city of Detroit. Now, I hear some fast talking in you, too, like you've been around some big city folks or something, some big city places. We're going to talk about that later, too, because I hear it in your spirit. You've learned some things. You matured from that little girl, that probably little soft-spoken girl that grew up in Silver, South Carolina, because you already testified. You said you grew up with attitude, and you was cussing every now and then. So God has been working on you, and that's what we're going to talk about, because God will take that salty taste and that flame off of our tongue and give us a new heart and give us a new mind. And I'm so glad you are blessing me just to hear it. But what we need to understand is we need to be in a place where God is. Come on, sister. You should be able to say amen right
That's
there,
right.
But, sister.
That's right. That's
amen.
Right.
I wanna be in the place. Hey, I wanna be in the place. The place.
The gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. The Gospel Experience Evangelistic Outreach Radio, where we glorify God from the beginning all the way through the middle, even until the end of this broadcast. And we are here to uplift his holy name because he is such a reality in our lives. He has revealed himself to us so prominently, we cannot remain who we used to be before we started committing our lives to Jesus Christ. And we're here to encourage you as a listener, whether you believe in Jesus or not, you listening to this broadcast is no coincidence. This is your appointed time to make a decision. If you love Jesus, if you've already been baptized, then we want you to go higher in God. Find your purpose like woman of God. Sandra Busby has already declared that all you need to do is tell them what your credo and your motto is, woman of God.
Find your purpose, pursue it, and the rest will follow.
Stand that now. You don't get no easier and simpler than that, but it seems like, woman of God, what we do is we wait until hard times press us, tragedy comes, when, like you have demonstrated and you have honestly shared that, oh, I can handle this, I can take care of this, I don't need God for this. But what we realize is that when we leave God out of anything, we are left to our own resources and devices, which sometimes come up woefully short. Woman of God, what I would like for you to do is tell us, in response to this amazing testimony of song that you have, our summary scripture for later on I will be discussing is coming from John 7 chapter verses 7 through 11, where Jesus is about to come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, but he sends his disciples on up ahead and says, I'm going to stay here, I'm going to chill for a while. But what our Lord Jesus was really doing is he was waiting for his prepared time. Now, you spoke about being near the place where God is. Can you kind of summarize John 7, when our Lord Jesus realized that it's so important to be in the right place at the right time under the will of God rather than trying to step out on our own, as you've already alluded to?
Yes, I can. I have been in so many places where, let me tell you, I wrote that song just spontaneously. Just in a little contrite part of my life. And I was just saying, God, I know if I stay near you, if I stay near your feet, just your ankle bone even, I know that I'm going to be okay, because all I want to do is follow your lead. And I've demonstrated it in this ministry itself. Again, every now and then, I bounce back into my own choice mode. Well, there I was at a concert. And the promoter had already told me there wasn't no room, and Pastor Shirley Caesar was there that night, and I started vending the program. But Pastor started passing her mic around for people to sing a little piece of I love calling the name of Jesus. And I stood around that area, and she passed that mic to everyone else except me, even the girl right next to me. And I said, well, God, what is this? How come I didn't get the opportunity to do this? And as I walked away, I said, that would have been the greatest opportunity right there for the promoter to hear me, other promoters out there to hear me, for Pastor Shirley even hear me. And that was the opportunity, God. What in the world? And he said, wait a minute. I mean, when I said he stopped me in my tracks, just like I'm talking to you right now, he said, wait a minute. I told you that I was going to lead you, not you set up your own plan as to how this is going to grow. But yet you're questioning why she didn't pass you the mic. He said, if she gave you the mic, then that would have been your plan, because sure enough, they would have heard you. But that would have been your plan. Wow. You said you're going to follow my plan. Immediately, I had to stop and repent. And I was walking back to my table feeling a little funny and disappointed. I got to my chair. I told my family. I said, it wasn't his plan. I'm okay. It wasn't his plan. The next morning, the promoter called me up and offered me to open for Pastor Shirley at his next Atlanta show. He had never heard me sing. All he did was see me bend a table. Never heard me. He said, I don't know what it is about you. He said, but the Spirit told me to call you up and offer it to you. He said, so I got to be obedient. And I said, oh, God is good. I cannot believe it. I said, he told me. You wait this out like I told you. I said, I'm going to do it. And when I sat back and said, okay, Lord, all right, are you right? I'm going to let you do this. He gave me an opportunity just like, who gets pulled on the spot? Never been heard before. And to open for a legend like Pastor Shirley? Oh, man. Yeah. Obedience will lead you. So staying where God is, just following him, being next to him, he is going to lead you if you allow him.
Yes, that's beautiful. Amen. Amen. Being obedient is the ultimate test of our dedication to Jesus the Christ. And I'm going to say, along with obedience, there has to be perseverance because, you know, sometimes we get some timing. I'm just going to be for real with you, woman of God, sons and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we feel like we're so sanctified that we can float on a cloud. And then sometimes we be wondering why did Jesus even bother with us? Because we know how we can be. We don't have to try to publicize who we really are to God. God already knows, and we know how we are ourselves. See, there's things about us people in our inner circle don't even know. I'm talking about deep-rooted things inside of us because we keep them to ourselves because we say, man, if people really knew everything about me, they would be shamed, they would ridicule me, or they would call me a hypocrite. So there are just some things that we have to keep personal between us and God alone because God has already forgiven us for stuff we still beating ourselves up about. So I'm saying this because there's an open door of freedom to everyone listening to this broadcast. When you genuinely repent in your spirit, in your heart, and make up your mind that you are going to turn away from those things that you know displease God, go on and forgive yourself because God has already forgiven you. Now, woman of God, I want to talk about 21 years of being married to the same young man that God put in your life, in spite of the ups and downs that you talked about, because there is an attack against the institution, I'm going to say the God-ordained institution of marriage, because people are running around now changing their lifestyle, marrying people of the same gender, talking about this ain't nothing but a piece of paper, trying to expel the ordination and the sanctity of marriage as if it's outdated and it no longer applies. Obviously, you're not of that mindset because you've been with your husband for 21 years. Talk about marriage and any reflection that Holy Spirit God has given you now. Tell the people about the beautiful sanctity of marriage and what it took for you to stay with one man for 21 straight years.
Okay, well, it did take a whole lot because I said in 2017, my mind and everything was all over the place. But you have to get into a place where you remove yourself and allow God to even lead you in your marriage. Because while I was thinking, like I said earlier, I can fix this. Oh, look, my marriage, this is one of the things that I can control. But when God has a purpose, and you have sincerely submitted yourself to him, you have to listen to God's command even in your marriage. If he tells you, nope, don't say that, nope, don't do this, do that, how about this? No, but he just said this and he just did that. It doesn't matter because God has a divine plan for how he has things to be said. Your husband or your wife could be your assignment. And if you mess around.
That's right.
And say, because I was saved before my husband, so I could have been the example. I could have been the assignment. He could have been the assignment. So if I mess around, I'm just going to get rid of this. I'm going to get rid of him because I can't control this. That means I didn't complete my assignment, and you got to pay for everything that God has appointed for you to do, and you decide to throw it away. So I had to make even in that thing that I can't control, I had to allow God to tell me when and how to maneuver. And that's it. That's just all too. That's the only way. Even though that's something I can control, you're right, a piece of paper. Just dissolve it all. But I had to be on his timing. That's it.
Mm. Let me jump in here real quick and say this, because I have been blessed to receive the wisdom of God in relationship to difficult people that we want to run from. And instead of running from, God wants us to run to that person, because just like you just got through saying, that difficult person in our life is probably our next assignment. So there's a confirmation
right
there, woman of God. You just blessed me with that one right there. I'm here to tell you. And it is just a beautiful thing to understand, because marriage is an institution that has been ordained by God. But do you know the real reason that there's so much failure in marriage between believers and unbelievers? It's real simple, and God showed it to me. You want me to share it with you? I'll share
what
it
with
is
you.
The reason that marriages fail is because you have people marrying that were never qualified. Hello.
Right. Right.
You got
it was
to
the
be
wrong
qualified.
Scene, the wrong.
You can't just go, you know, when you go to the amusement park, and they have this long piece of wood with the height measurements on it, and they say that if you are below this height, you cannot get on this ride. We need a measurement for couples before they get into the ride of marriage. And we do. We have premarital counseling, but when the few people that do go to premarital counseling, they will be nodding their head. They'll be saying, yes, Pastor, you right. But then after the ceremony, it seems like all of a sudden we get amnesia, you know, or else we want to throw up in the other person's face what the pastor said about them, not about us, not about me. I won't talk about me. Mind your business. What about you? See, that's the thing about it. If we have to finger point and blame instead of talking to ourselves, didn't the Bible say you running around here complaining about the speck in somebody's eye and you got a 2x4 beam hanging out your eye? Didn't the Bible say something about that? I'm just saying, woman of God, think about it now, because it is so true. And then we never hear about the statistics about people that are living together, how their relationships are going. There's been no statistical study that I know of people that are not married. How are their relationships length? What is the average length of persons that are living together? How happy are they? See, they just want to pick on marriage because God is being removed out of every segment of our lives as much as possible. That's why it's so crucial for us that believe in God, woman of God, to stand up for what we know is right, for what is righteous, and for what is godly. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. So tell us about this book, Miss Author. I see in your resume that you are an author. I want to know a little bit about your book so I can put it in my library, and I'm sure my listeners would love to hear about a book that you've written because you have such a dynamic music ministry and your testimonies are powerful. So I'm expecting that this book that you've written or books is going to be just as powerful as your ministry and the light that you're shining for Jesus. Tell us about your book.
Book titled Understanding Life and Its Challenges. And the book, just like my album, is what the title says. Understanding life and its challenges. Like I said, I was going through a lot back and forth through the years, handling it my way. And then I came to the understanding that we are all one under the sun. We have no room to judge the other, because if I haven't gone through it, someone I know has, and we all live in the same story.
Yeah.
So the point of the book is to not just go through your trials and not understand why, because chances are, if you're going through it and you don't understand why, when you come out of it, you're going to repeat it. Because if there was a lesson for you to be in that season, you didn't accomplish the goal. And so God is going to have you to return until you get the lesson learned. And so my book is not a memoir, but what it is a group of different stories put together demonstrating the season, the lesson, and the purpose, which brought me to Find Your Purpose, The Student, the Rest Will Follow. So the book, I have had many people walk up to me after purchasing it and say, you know, if I didn't know no better, I would have thought you in my household. Chapter 5 is my chapter. Chapter 6 is my chapter. And chapter 7 and whatever.
Wow.
That's just how uniquely, but creatively, but non-unique, if that's a word, the stories are. It just brings us back to the reality that we don't have room to judge each other. We're all one under the sun. And there's nothing new under the sun that God cannot handle. But for every season, there is a reason. And that's just all, too. Whether we want to believe it or not, be a believer, be a non-believer, there's a reason why you're enduring anything that you're enduring, because God has a purpose set for us all. It's just up to us to answer.
I love it. That is so true. That's beautiful. Amen, amen. Listen, woman of God, we got some more music we're going to play, and I want you to just sit right where you are in your meditative thoughts and just whatever it is that you would like to bring to us before we let you go, so that you can just put the spiritual icing on the cake and bless us with whatever beautiful words of encouragement, exhortation, or wisdom that you like to bless us with when we come back. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Don't you know God has been good?
Okay.
Well, my special guest woman of God, Sandra Busby, she knows God has been and is, and check this out, and he will always be good, because the Bible declares that he changes
not. I remember the time when I felt all alone.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. My God, you've been so good. Woman of God, you have just blessed us so. Looking forward to a continuation of this kingdom collaboration between us. Don't let this be the last time. Don't let this be too long before you come back to share with us on this fire gospel experience, because I have thoroughly been blessed and enjoyed all your enthusiasm. I love your transparency. See, we need to give people the full experience of who we are in Christ, that we are not perfect. Perfection is our goal. We are striving to be complete and whole before God first, and then to everybody else, so that we don't have to worry about getting caught slipping, dipping, and then tripping, being somebody else that we not claiming to be. We just have to tell people the whole story of what God has allowed us to overcome, that we're still a project in progress, that we're still a workman that are created under the very hands of God, that we're still in the process of being the best that we can be as we pursue being just like our Savior, Jesus the Christ. So in parting, my dear, if you have words of wisdom, encouragement, or exhortation that you'd like to share with us until you come back to this Fire Gospel Experience, we sure would appreciate it.
Well, I'd love to just leave you with my motto: find your purpose, pursue it, and the rest will follow. What do you mean, Sandra? What? Stop figuring it out for yourself. Seek God Almighty only, not mama, dad, and the pastor. Seek God himself only for your purpose. Sit down and wait for him to answer you. Then once you found your purpose, pursue it. And once you pursue it, everything else that's for you will follow. It's the master plan.
I like how you ease the pastor in it. It was okay. You're doing all right too, when you brought mama and daddy in, but when you slid the pastor in there, that let me know that you were serious about that thing, y'all. She brought the pastor up in there. That's what I'm talking about. Bring the man of God up in there. Because remember now, he has to oversee our souls. He's carrying a tremendous weight. So pray for your pastor. Stop criticizing him. Stop acting like he ain't do something right again. Because if you was the pastor, you would be making the same mistakes, if not more, than your pastor is. He loves God. He loves you. And I'm speaking on your pastor's behalf. Lift up the man of God. Don't pull him down. Amen. Because if we knew everything about you, guess what? It'd be a shame. And so we trust God.
We trust
you, woman of God, to continue to doing the beautiful things that you're doing for Jesus. If there's a contact number that you'd like to share with the listening audience, for the promoters, for the pastors that are having these concerts and these revivals and these Women's Day events, if you'd like to share that information, how can you be reached for booking? And then your social media contacts, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you got going on, and where your music can be downloaded so that we can bless you with financial support as well.
Okay, for a booking, you can contact me at purposedriven26@gmail.com. That's P-U-R-P-O-S-E, driven, D-R-I-V-E-N, the number 26 at Gmail for booking and contact. You can also contact me on my Facebook, Instagram pages. They're all my name, Sandra Busby, S-O-N-D-R-A-B-U-S-B-Y. And on Twitter, you can find me at Author Busby. My music is fine on Amazon Music, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the digital platforms. I would really, really appreciate your downloading, your streaming, your purchase and support, because it's how the ministry is going to grow. So Amazon, all digital outlets. You can even DM me personally through Facebook, and I'll mail you a copy personally, a hard copy personally. That's a route as well. My Cash App is $M. Y, capital G, I-F-T, 81. It is My Gift 81, capitalize the M and the G. If you'd like to be a blessing. So I appreciate being here. It's been lively. It's been fun and a little bit different. So I appreciate it. And thank you. Thank you so much for finding me credible enough to even be on this show. I was excited when you reached out. I'm like, oh, my God, look at you again. So
amen.
It's been an honor.
Amen. Amen. The pleasure and the delight, spiritually, was all ours. Only thing we ask is that you continue to be that bright and shining light for our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever you speak and say, let Holy Spirit God lead you, and we trust that you will, because there is more open doors of success, blessings, and overflow that God has already reserved for you, woman of God. You receive this prophetic word because I'm speaking it into your life. If you'll just grab it, hold it, and believe it, I trust God will pour out blessing for you that will make you go and run and tell somebody. All we ask is that you pray for us and support us in any way that you can. I thank you so much, woman of God. We love you in Jesus.
All right. Have a blessed one.
Amen. Thank you for joining us. Woman of God, gospel artist Sandra Busby was here, and she blessed us, y'all. She blessed us real good. Yes, indeed. And if you want to be a special guest on this fire gospel experience, just like Woman of God, Sandra Busby, get in touch with me. Give me a call, 870-413-0220 is the number to call me directly. If I don't get right back to you when you call, leave me a message and I'll get back to you. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Send me a message. Come on and get on this fire gospel experience so God can take your ministry and just blow it all the way up and expand it beyond the borders that you are now at, as well as you can just send me an email for all of your MP3 music to lowercase Ronald Jefferson1 at AOL. I'll look at my email. I'll listen to your music. If it got that fire on it, I'll play it on my playlist. And I'll send you this archive broadcast when I play your music. And then wait on you to get in touch with me so that you can do this live interview. It's just like that. Amen goes right there. Thanking God above for all his grace, his mercy, and we just going to continue to light the fire and the heat of our spirituality with man of God, Bruce Linskin. New music. Thank you, Milton Wallace, for supporting this fire gospel experience the way that you consistently do with these anointed gospel artists singing these songs straight from heaven. We want you to know the first step of coming into a relationship with God is plain and simple. Just like our Lord Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Hello.
But tonight, Jesus told him, you must be. Hello, I'm Deshaun Moore, publisher of MGM Magazine, and you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry, MGM Magazine, and Victory Worship Center will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
that wonderful, wonderful, sweet peace that only our God can provide. Sounds of woman of God, Anissa Stewart, singing about restoration here on this Fire Gospel Experience. This is the portion of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you talented, gifted people that have a word and the gift of exhortation and verbalization in a spiritual vernacular to bless us, encourage us, to move our spirits and our minds in an upward mobility so that we can pursue God in holiness and righteousness. Amen goes right there. We are so grateful for all of you blessed and gifted people that send in your recorded messages so that we can continue to air what God is doing in your life through this wonderful medium of technology. I am blessed to bring this woman of God who has been a regular on this Fire Gospel Experience. I may have to stop putting her on my payroll. If this just keeps up, I mean, she just keeps blessing us over and over and over again. And it is certainly my pleasure to welcome woman of God, Monique Washington, back again to share with us about the many things that God has blessed us with. Don't you know that she has a word for us? Don't you know that you have a word for us as we pursue holiness, as we pursue righteousness according to the purpose and the plans of God for our life? So without any further ado, here's woman of God sharing with us about what it means to give God your life and the beautiful pleasure of making purchase your closure. Sometimes we got to close doors to find the opening.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Minister Mo here, also known as Mo the Author. I wanted to encourage someone on today to purchase your closure. Purchase your closure through prayer and fasting, counseling and therapy. Be it a life coach or a therapist, have the ability and the audacity to go before the throne of grace, go in prayer, and get your closure. Sometimes it may cause you to isolate yourself. By isolation, I don't mean kicking everybody out of your life, but take time out to pray 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, half a day, perhaps, just so that you can get the closure that you need, the healing that you need, even taking time out to talk to a therapist. There are many therapists out there, those who specialize in certain areas, certain treatments. If you feel like you have a mental illness, if you have a mental issue, as in you deal with anxiety or depression, there are a variety of anxiety issues, not just the anxiety that we are aware of. I've been doing a lot of studying and research on the different forms of anxiety. Social anxiety is one that comes to mind right now, where people are afraid to communicate publicly or be in certain settings, and they are uncomfortable because of that. Some people are afraid to talk publicly. That's a fear. You can't force someone to do so, but if you provide certain steps to help them to overcome that fear, eventually they will get there. But I want to encourage you on today to purchase your closure. I saw a post on Facebook, and she was talking about purchasing a closure, and that terms it had to do with hair, and she asked whether or not what someone prefer a closure, as in would they would get a sew-in or a wig, which option would they choose when it comes to closures, because you see closures when it comes to sew-ins, because you want to make sure the hair is laid properly. But I want to encourage you to purchase your closure. If you're exiting a relationship, if you exit a relationship and you haven't properly healed or mended, and you need closure, you may have to go back and talk to that person about what happened, why you all ended. Or if that job you've got fired from or you walked away from, you're still dealing with closure. I encourage you to purchase your closure. Sometimes you may have to write a letter to God, write a letter to that person. You may not mail it out, you may not deliver it, but get the closure that you need. If it has to do with your child, if you this month here deals with breast cancer, it deals with infancy loss, it deals with domestic violence, it deals with authorship, animals. There's a lot of things pertaining to the month of October. But I want to encourage you on today to purchase your closure. The Bible talks about a dog returning to his vomit. I'm not telling you to return to your vomit, because that's not safe, that's not healthy. But I'm telling you to purchase your closure, to choose to be free on today. It is October 11th, 2020. You may hear this video, this audio clip, another time. But I want to remind you, listening to this clip, to purchase your closure. Be free on today. Be healed on today. Walk in victory. Walk in wholeness. It's not an easy journey. It is a process. I want to encourage you to take the step. Make the phone call to the therapist. Make the phone call to your pastor, to your male or female, to that person, to your confidant. Talk to your husband. Talk to your wife. Talk to your best friend, your sister, your cousin, your aunt, whomever it may be that you confide in, to get the closure that you need. But I definitely want you to pray. If you're watching and listening to this audio clip, be it in your car, on the bicycle, at the gym, wherever you may be, I encourage you on today to take a moment and repent of your sins. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I implore you to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that the Lord God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Is it an easy journey? No. Is it worth it? Definitely yes. Definitely so. Until we speak again, stay up, be blessed, and encouraged. Peace.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate those strong words of encouragement from you, woman of God. Monique Washington talking about purchase your closure. Amen. Goes right there. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, giving you the very best in gospel encouragement as well as gospel music. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're about to turn up the heat a little bit more with some old school gospel music. Just in case y'all had a taste for some Canton spirituals, yes, here we go, because I'm about to satisfy my spiritual palate, because every now and then, you got to just keep on knocking. Hallelujah, because God is waiting on you to do some knocking.
Now when it's time to reach your goal, and
keep on knocking. Keep on knocking. Whatever you do, don't stop knocking. You are tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. You just heard the sounds of the classic Canton Spirituals on this Fire Gospel Experience. And we want to discuss for your spiritual consideration, Rise Up, from the book of John, the 7th chapter, verses 7 through 11. Is what we will be referencing. The Word of God tells us in this amazing particular portion of Scripture in our Lord Jesus' life, as he was on his way for his final destination to celebrate in the city of Jerusalem the Feast of the Tabernacles, the Word of God tells us as this is written from the NIV version of the Bible. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that its works are evil. Amen. Yes, it is. You go to the festival. I'm not going up to this festival because my time has not yet fully come. After he said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. Now, at the festival, the Jewish leaders were watching for Jesus and asking, where is he? There's an old saying, and by now you all know how much I appreciate old sayings, that says, don't shoot the messenger. Whenever there were negative, derogatory, or inflammatory reports and messages were given in ancient times, very often the messenger knew that the potential for his life being in jeopardy was a real thing. They would faithfully run to carry their king or their leader's message to its appointed destination, not having the slightest idea of what the vital information was. Now, any king, leader, or authority would take out their anger and displeasure of the message, if that was the case, on the messenger, who would generally pay with his life. But they knew that displeasing the leader that gave them the message, wished to carry it out, would result in certain torture and for death. Now, anybody want to apply for the job to be a messenger? Huh, not back in them days. So it was, and it's true for us believers in Christ, more so in those ancient times, though, but even in our modern days, in certain parts of the world, we as Christian believers are still martyred to this message that we bring for being faithful to our Lord Jesus. So when our Lord Jesus says in John 17:7, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that its works are evil, he's saying that the origin of this world's hate is not directly intended for us, although we do suffer. It is because we are the closest objects to the source of those pronunciations against the world for its evil, which is to bash and attempt to banish our Lord Jesus from his lofty position as earth's only Redeemer, Savior, and God-man in human flesh. Now, look, this world hates the evil pronunciations against it, the evil that exists in every aspect of our social, political, economic, educational sphere, and every other potential space that can be named. Jesus is still and always will be the light of the world. John 8:12 says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And yet, even in spite of God shining his holy light through our Lord Jesus, their hate consumes them, because John 3:19 says, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. This world's deeds were inherently and still are directly and defiantly opposed to God and deliberately having no intentions to change. As a point of fact, this world is resisting the will of God. Why? Because man's self-centered nature is being ruled and dominated by an evil force that the Bible calls the Prince of the Air. Amen. This is real Bible talk. y'all have to understand, as I do every day, that I seek God's holy faith, that the word of God is correct, that it is true. Amen. So, in the word of God, Ephesians 2:2, it says, where in time past you walk according to the course of this world, that's you, I, and everybody else that believes in Jesus, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, which is no less than Satan the devil. I'm talking about that former archangel Lucifer, who foolishly attempted to overthrow God from his throne. Ain't that something? And then take his seat, mind you, with one-third of the heavenly angels that aligned themselves with Satan in and their attempted coup, which would be their doom. The word of God continues on. John 17:8 says, you go to the festival. I'm not going up to this festival because my time has not yet fully come. After he had said this, he stayed in Galilee. The great wisdom of Solomon declared in Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. We all would do well following the directive of knowing our proper time and seasons for life, ministry, business, personal affairs, and all other areas of our lives. Do we confidently know which way to turn, which way to go, or no? All in the proper time, space, and season? Well, our Lord Jesus did. For him then, and for all us, all now. This is crucial in Christendom for us to seek the very face of our God for all our footsteps to follow. Psalm 119:133 says, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity, help me Jesus, have dominion over me. Psalm 17:5 says, hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. And then one verse that we all know too well, Proverbs 3:6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, talking about God, and he shall direct thy path. John 17:9 continues on, and it says, after he said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. And we're going to talk about that as we continue. Talking about rise up. Why did our Lord Jesus wait secretly? Why did he send his disciples up ahead of him and stay secretly until he could go into Jerusalem on his terms? We're going to talk about rise up and knowing when to do so, and also knowing when to be still. Amen? Yes, Lord. You tuned in to Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience. Here's woman of God, Freddie Renee, talking about, I need you, Lord. Make no mistake about it. I need you always.
Then now and after, Hello, I'm Pastor Derek Easter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that this fire radio ministry will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. That is my personal pastor, Derek Easter, over there at New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church right here in the renovated and growing city of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Amen, amen. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we're just talking about Rise Up from John 7, verses 7 through 11 for your sanctified consideration. Amen, goes right there. We just quoted some scriptures, how Proverbs 3 and 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And that's a good motivational, informational scripture to let us know whether to rise up or to be still. Because in John 17 and 9, the word of God says, after he had said this, he stayed in Galilee, talking about he, our Lord Jesus. However, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. However, our Lord prepared his way after sending his followers up ahead, because he knew when and how his time had arrived. So this was all the impetus he needed to rise up. Are we well acquainted enough in God to know when to go and when it's no? Verse 11 says, now at the festival, the Jewish leaders were acting and like it ain't no thing, but they were watching for Jesus and asking, where is he? Beloved, when we fail to know for sure when to go, we raise the potential to fall into unnecessary dilemmas and possible dangers. Please believe that it is our wisdom in and from God that protects us from the hands of enemies and foes that would ruin and harm us. There are always evil eyes watching and waiting for us who are the chosen ones of God. We are blessed. We are privileged for this high honor and recognition and intimate union with our Creator God. So if you choose to sit idly by on the sidelines of life and not be a true witness, first of all, shame on you if you believe in Christ, and you shame. Bible declares that if you are ashamed to declare him before men, that our Lord Jesus said he'll be ashamed to declare you before Father God as what would have been your advocate. A true life for Jesus is what I'm saying. Then you will have nothing to worry about, at least on this earth, in this life. But I'm here to tell you as a witness before God and a true believer of God's word that in heaven, on the great day of judgment, before the great white throne judgment, unfortunately, you will lose rewards if you're saved. Or in the worst case, you'll hear the Almighty One God say sorrowfully to your ears that I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that works iniquity, into the lake of everlasting fire. So, saints of God, rise up, you blessed ones of God, as we march on to victory over trials, troubles, temptation, and circumstances in the precious and beautiful name of Jesus. For our God, the Father, our Lord Jesus, Savior, Redeemer, Messiah, Lamb, and Holy Spirit, God, amen. Rise up and do what you call to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You blessed us. You blessed us real good. Amen. Goes right there. You're tuned in to Fire, 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 the gospel experience. Here's man of God, Mark Powell, letting you know that when you decide to rise up, our God is already standing by waiting on you, because he will supply. I'm a witness. I'm telling y'all.
Believe it, you shall receive.
woman of God, Jewel, and converted, talking about, he is the one. Yes, he is the only one. Make no doubt about it. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Y'all bless me. It sure was my pleasure to have you all join me for another Fire Gospel Experience, because that's what it is. Amen. Goes right there. I want to send much love and appreciation to Woman of God, gospel artist Sandra Busby, for coming in and turning up the heat of the gospel with her awesome testimony, as well as her amazing and anointed, yes, I said anointed, gospel music. Yes, yes, yes. And Woman of God, Monique Washington, thank you for sending that message that you gave us, letting us know that our God has the capacity to just give us all that we need, that all we have to do is put our faith and trust and confidence in him. Well, I'll leave you all with one final word, if y'all don't mind. I want to leave you with some encouragement. I want to plant a seed in your spirit. We're talking about raise up. The Lord promised to win the battle. We, you and I, should be promising him to win our struggle. Amen. God promised that he would do for us what we cannot do, but he will not do what we can do for ourselves. Just pray and ask the Lord for strength, and be honest and tell God all about what you're going through. I want to leave y'all with Man of God, Devontae Jones. Thank you, Man of God, Donald and Adam, for continuing to send these anointed gospel artists with these musical melodies that God has breathed on and blesses our souls. Because the bottom line, y'all, is that he cares. Amen. Y'all be blessed until next time. I leave you with the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, Donovan Jones. Sing about how God cares. Yes, he cares, y'all. He really does care.
I know life seems crazy right now, and some things you don't understand. But if you're like me, on a daily basis, you gotta encourage yourself and know that God cares about you and your current situation. I pray this bless you. Take a moment to listen.
I know that it's hard, and sometimes you feel like giving up. Your heart has been broken, and you can't comprehend the pain. You had some troubles and hide behind your smile, but Jesus died to save your soul and to give you new life. So just believe in God. He knows what you are facing. He sits on high and he cares. Facing, he sits on high. And-
invite you to put a smile on your face. For the Bible said, 1 Peter 5, verse 7, the good news Bible read like this. Leave all your worries with him because he cares for you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're dealing with. But I need you to pick yourself up. Put a big smile on your face. And come on, let's agree and declare this to your situation. I've got confidence that he cares. Sometimes you just gotta let your situation up. I've got confidence that he cares. Oh, help me say,
I've got confidence that he cares.
Now come on, fam, this time I want y'all to sing it like you feel it.
I've got what you are facing. He sits on high and he cares.
Oh, 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 believe in God. He knows what you are facing.
Share a bit of mercy. Share a bit of mercy. You can have it. Come on.